Welcome to Indigenous Earth, traditional wisdom to heal our planet. From the Paita tribe of Paraguay, I'm your host, Frank Oscar Weaver. Today we're going to travel to the lush rainforest of Costa Rica to explore the profound worldview of the Bribri people. Our guide will be Roberto Mora, an environmentalist, travel guide, and proud Bribri community member. He's going to talk us about the sacred relationships between Bribri and water, and taking visitors to see the local medicinal man, and stories of his community, such as the Jala de Piedra ritual, where an entire community comes together to transport these really heavy boulders from the mountains through rivers to the center of the community, where they're going to be using food preparation and sacred ceremonies. If you ever wanted to connect spiritually to nature and to the world, this is an episode for you. Robert will share his journey about finding healing and community by sharing about his community to the world. So let's get together into the powerful knowledge for connection. And to get into the right state of mind, let's listen to Robert play some flute.
I'm from Costa Rica, and I'm pertaining to the indigenous group. Our group name is Bribri, and we are located in the Caribbean side of Costa Rica. It's a very unique place. We are surrounded by nature and so many rivers. It's very important for the history of Costa Rica, because this place was one of the only ones to never was touched or conquered by the people who was in this process of colonization, talking about Spanish people, you know. So we have a lot of history. Our tradition are very, and culture are very alive. We like to share stuff about the earth. We like to talk about healing. And we try to take care the land, the river, the water, the family as much as we can. And yeah, that's something I feel very proud.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Robert, for being here with us. And I have to say that you have one of the most amazing Instagram accounts there is. Anytime that I'm on your Instagram, I'm learning so much, and it just fills me with peace. Because your videos with the rivers, the waterfalls, you're playing the flute, they're really amazing. And what is that connection that you have with water?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And yes, I've been working the past few months on creating a conscious information for people. It's very important for me being able to share my culture and the place where I live from a pure intention and respectful way. And, you know, it's not only an invitation for people to visit me, but also to understand how important it is for us to be seen and understand. That's something too I really try to share. I'm really excited of create more good content. But yeah, your question about the water, and for us is, we are not separate from that. We are together on this, and we play a role, and we always see this as a part of us, as a brother, actually. It's something to bring us peace and cleanse and love. So every time we are in the water, we try to honor that. We try to respect that, because we know there is a huge spirit behind, and you always have to be respectful to that, you know? And we also understand too, there is a resource to, it's not going to be lasting forever, you know, even to people think that. We are running on water, and we try to bring that awareness to the people. So yeah, that's what we think about the water.
It's a beautiful way to see and experience. You were growing up as a kid. Was there like a favorite memory or a favorite place that you enjoy going that was related to water?
Me and my brother, while we was growing up, we liked a lot to go and like sometimes like catch some fish, you know, or just like swim in the water, you know, because it's like it always bring you like different kind of energy, you know, and sometimes like we was just playing in the water sometimes, you know, like we say luchitas, like fighting in the water, like, and sometimes just like with your family, like we like to go to the river because that we are surrounded by that. And sometimes your family just bring like food and you can cook at the river and like share the day there. And, you know, so stuff like that. It's good. It's a good memory, actually, to when you think about, you know.
Yeah, it's always good to have that memory with water. In Guarani, that is the language of the indigenous people in Paraguay and the tribe that I'm from, water, we say, it's why, that's water. And then Ubu, it's Y-V-Y, means earth, because from the water comes the earth. And then Ibira is a plant, is the water becomes the earth, becomes the plant. It's the way that the words are break down. So U is water. How do you say water in your language?
In our language, water is D. D. Just like that. That's how we pronounce that. It's so like interesting, at least to hear like what the old people say about that. You know, we have legends, we have ideas about the water and like stuff like that. And for example, the Awa. The Awa is the medicine man. Some people in the Western world, they know that as a shaman, for example. And they use the water always when they are doing their ceremony or their healing with people, you know, because they say to always is like this energy of cleansing, you know, you always have to keep that close to you and use it in like your different practice. When we talk and we use that, it's very intentional.
That's incredible. And you mentioned that the spirit man, the spiritual leader, sometimes, you know, we use the word shaman, but that doesn't really convey everything that they are in charge of. But you as a guide, you take people and it's amazing experiences of the culture of your people. I know you take them to see the spiritual leader, to have traditional cacao. How are those experiences? You know, like tell me more about the places that you take people to. And what are people's reaction when they have cacao for the first time or they meet the spirit man that helps them to heal?
Yeah, that is being like amazing experience. To be honest, I start like more or less like 5 years ago, like offering the experience in the different communities. At the beginning was like two communities, you know, where I was like doing the experience, and then eventually I grow in my business and a lot of people like get to know me in the communities and also outside, like talking about the coast where I live in Puerto Viejo. I saw during that process how a lot of the companies in the area was taking, you know, people to the different communities. But one of the things that we, or at least I saw, is today was doing not in integrity, you know. It was more for the money, basically, you know. And people, yeah, they was experiencing like good stuff, but I always felt that there was something missing there. And people want to like really connect with the local, with the culture, and understand what's going on there. And so that is when my business shift. I started like using more the knowledge, the actual knowledge that we have as a culture, and what we know about healing and energy and how that works. Then eventually everything like was perfect and more aligned with what I was doing, you know. And yeah, so every time that I take people, for example, now I take people almost all over the indigenous area. And so it's around like 8 different communities or more inclusive. And yeah, we do different experience, depend what that person want, the client, you know. Some people want to like just go in nature and like connect with the forest, you know. So I take them to do that. Some people want to like learn how to survive, for example, you know. Some people want to learn how to like interpret the nature or how to use the medicinal herbs around you. Some people just want to go to the water and like swim there, you know. And so people have different ideas. And one of the top experience is the cacao, as you say, and they visit the medicinal man, the shaman, the awa. And when we do the cacao thing, people usually, and the way at least that I do it, it's very respectful, in a very respectful way. So I start speaking with people about, okay, like, this is how indigenous people do this, you know, why this is important for us, the spiritual information behind, the history, why you have to honor the medicine, you know. And so people engage on that. They really like feel the authenticity, you know. And so that's something to really like get them on at some point, because you are not just doing one tour, you are doing actually one experience with a lot of intention, with a lot of love, and you are putting your effort, and you know to what you're doing there is going to impact your life when you finish that, you know, because you're going to be drinking that. And so people always reflect at the end when we finish the experience, like some people inclusive like cry, some people like being really like thankful, say, you know, like I never knew like this is going to be like this and stuff like that. And some people are very, very grateful, very happy. They want to keep like going around the communities, you know. And so experience like that. And when it comes to the shaman, is something more deep, you know, something more like private also, you know. Most of the time I take people for private session. And there is a lot of people know why they're going there, you know, because they are struggling with something. But some people, they think that they go because they are curious about that new or ideas or whatever they think. But what we discover during that, you know, like different experience is humans need healing, and that is something we talk a lot. Everyone needs healing, no matter what, no matter where you are, you know. And that is something to really make me feel passionate to do always, you know, because I know even to most of the people are not aware about their body, their mind, their feeling, their emotion is there, you know. And if you can do something to put the light on them and show them, you know what, you are not alone, you know, whatever society told you, you know, you're crazy, or you know, like you just like overreacted or whatever, you know, like we bring them here and we show them to like, you know, like we are human and we have to be together, we have to be like in communion if we want to heal, you know. So people always go there, and I can't describe what I see. It's like people just, a lot of people in shock, a lot of people like just put a lot of emotion out. A lot of people can transform their life in one session. I see that so many times. People just face change. Like you can, when I pick them, it's like you can see them struggle, you know, sometimes. And then like when you, after the session, usually you can notice that differences, you know, and the energy and everything, and their heart is more open, their mind is like more like aware and everything. So it's very, very grounded experience, but it's so powerful. It's so interesting to see and understand how that works. I had experience with so many people when they don't believe about energy, for example. They just are desperate to find something to help them. And they end up realizing that at the end of the day, everything is energy. You know, and that is something to I like to talk with people, because we grow in this society where we focus a lot on the outside, you know, the external part, you know. And we forget we are a spiritual being, and we cannot forget that. We have to work on that if we want to be stable and happy in life. And that is something to, not only me, it's like if you go and talk with all the elders in the community, they're always going to be saying that. Our God name is Cebu, and they're always going to talk to Cebu, you know, always. You know, if you are struggling, go in nature, ask him for support, you know, ask the spirit, because we understand we are having like a human experience at the end of the day, but we don't have to forget our spirit or soul or passion or purpose in life, because at the end we can be success and we can be happy, look happy outside, but if inside are not in the right place, we're never gonna be able to be fully, fully happy. And I think, at least in our idea, is human come here to be happy, you know? That is one of the purpose in life.
The journey that you started, taking people to experience nature and healing, I'm just trying to connect if there was something that you had growing up or maybe that happened to you, because you say that you kind of started this 5 years ago, that was during the pandemic, you know, was it something that happened to you, like that you're like, you know what, I'm gonna start doing this tours?
Yeah, to be honest, like during that period we was really struggling, you know, because they wasn't like a way of making money. Yeah, we was growing our food and everything, but one of the situations too we are experiencing now is how all this society, so now you cannot hunt, for example. Like indigenous people have some like exception in the rules, but you cannot do it anymore like before, you know. So if, for example, the police saw you with some like dead animal, they can like take that from you, and you can go to the jail, you know, even if you are indigenous. So now we need to be able to make money, basically, to buy food. And so during that period, my family and other families was like struggling with that, and I said, well, like, I moved to Puerto Viejo, to the main city, you know, and I was start like working there for a company. But then as soon I realized it wasn't for me. So this opportunity of doing what I'm doing now, you know, because first of all, there is like two or three indigenous tour guy in my area. The others are outsiders, you know. So, and I saw like people really need that. And yeah, that was when the idea like came to my head. And my first client was two guys from Switzerland. I remember really well. And I say them, you know, like, I don't have a structure or nothing. Like, I just gonna take you to my family community, and I hope you like it. Just pay me the thing to you want to pay me, because I actually don't know like it is worthy or not, you know. It was very new for me. And we went, and for me, to be honest, I saw this activity, and I always thought, to be honest, to people was looking something like more luxury, more like, you know, like stuff like that. And of course they are, but a lot of the people who come to this side, specifically in Puerto Viejo, are people who are seeking connection with the earth, healing, and community. That is something I really saw, and it's happening now, you know. A lot of people are very like grounded, and they understand, they understand what's happening with the air, they understand the energy to the air can give you. So these kind of people come here. So these two guys was in that way. I take them and we should have like a day in my community, and they was so happy, so grateful just to be in nature, just to be there with us. Like seeing my mom like making food, and they was, oh my God, this is so cool. Like I never experienced this in my life. And so that is when I saw this opportunity, and then we start like working more on that way. And the healing part is really connected with my childhood. You know, I grew up, you know, everyone have their own experience in life, you know, and I don't want to like sound like, I don't want to victimize myself, because I like to talk in an empower way, because I like to empower people. But the reality is, I grew up in this complex situation. Talking about my family, I spend most of the time with my grandma and them, you know, in their house. So I developed this deep trauma of being rejected, of being like, mostly rejected. And when you grow in that way, you develop so many problems, so many situations where you feel lonely, you feel you always have to prove something to someone. You always try to be good, you always try to like be on the top of everything because you wanna like prove to you are good. That's the goal, you know? And then when I get older, I saw how that situation was affecting my life, and the way to the job or relationship or friendship always was in that way, and sometimes chaotic, you know. And so that is when I start, you know, doing the healing work on myself to recover that part of me, you know, to forgive that. And I realized to we have so much information about that to I can use in my favor. So I was hanging out with old people, I was visiting the shamans, I was talking with my grandma, I was doing some medicinal plants with them, I was doing more going nature and like go deep with myself. And then eventually I realized to actually so many like people like me, they are struggling. So that is when everything was like matching like perfectly.
That realization, did it come little by little, or were you like in a place, because I know you like going to the waterfall and being there, was it like, were you like in a place like that when you had the realization to kind of like heal yourself to be able to heal others?
Well, usually the water is very, very connected with that. And because I don't know, at least for me is when I'm in the water, I spend so much time like inside the water, you know, because I feel to bring me a lot of peace, but also a lot of healing in my body, you know. And it's not like I was fully like in that moment, but I realize every time that I was bringing people, especially to the water, the waterfall or the river, this energy where they sit close to the water and they just are watching that. They sit and watch the waterfall, or they see the water, and they bring this kind of like deep thought, you know, of like what's going on. And that is something to actually happen to me, because I like to spend a lot of time in nature, you know. So I always was like wondering what is the connection, but and their spirit contact to you, you know, through that. They speak through the water, they speak through the trees, to the animals, you know, through everything. Like you just have to be able to see and hear, you know. That is when you surrender to what is calling to you.
Beautiful. And I thank you so much for sharing that and being a proud representative of the Bribri people. And one thing that you posted that I thought was really interesting was the ritual, the Jala de la Piedra. I thought that was a very cool ceremony, ritual. Can you share more about what is all about?
Well, the name of that in our language is Akwe. Pascua is in Spanish, La Jala de la Piedra, like how you say it. That is a really old tradition, and so it's three days of celebration, you know. So usually it's around, we start on 26th of September, and we finish on the 28th. So at any time, if you wanna come here and like join us, can be amazing. So the first 2 days, there is like different, we can say play activities, you know, around, like people gathering, people like, including now we play soccer a lot, you know, like, so different activities going on, like a lot of food, a lot of art, a lot of chicha. Chicha is the traditional drink made from corn. It's a fermented drink, so you can get really drunk with that, you know, if you if you drink a lot. So everyone is doing their own stuff. We talk a lot about the culture and like how to protect that, how to share in the good way, how to like work to on keep this on, you know, like how to transmit that. So that kind of stuff happened during the first 2 days. And then the last day is when everyone get together, you know, the shaman, the awa, invite the community to go where he went before, because he need to go before and pick it up, like choose one rock, you know. And during that period, they just sing, they just then they do a ritual around the rock, you know. Because in our belief is as everything, the rock have a spirit, and that spirit, if you communicate with them, they can respond to you. So in our belief is like the when they are dancing, when they are doing all the stuff around the rock, it's a communication with the spirit of the rock and telling, hey, like we're gonna carry you to the community. So please allow us to do that. Please be less heavy, because that is one of the things we believe, you know. So in the last day, when he invite everyone, so we need to carry that and put that on the middle of the community. So during that moment, is everyone is like getting excited, getting like excited is the word. I don't want to say crazy, but everyone's yelling. Everyone is like making sound. Some people are bringing their drums. Some people are bringing whatever. You can bring whatever. You can do whatever. And it's so beautiful. And the way to we do it is very like heart-centered, very humble, but at the same time have like a lot of meaning. And one of these things is that represent the union. You know, the union of the Bribri tribe represent our values as a family, represent our care about the earth, represent also a little bit of like our spirituality, because we are bringing the memory of our ancestor to fight. In Costa Rica, we have this big perfect circular stone all over the country. And they have like the name of them is Esferas de Diquis, you know, and they are indigenous information, you know. Some people say they was using this for understanding the face of the moon, for example, when to like harvest and understanding like the period of the process where the woman go in their cycle. So it's very interesting, like talk about that, because it's technology, it's information, you know. And so for us, every time we do that we remember, we try to remember that, and we don't forget that, and we try to teach the new generation to like how to do this, you know. And so it's very, very interesting, very spiritual, very grounded, very positive experience on that. At the end of the day, usually the shaman or the elders in general, they share one idea, they share, okay, like, this is why we're doing this. And we pray and we ask the universe or the God to support us, you know, for the next year. Some people bring like different like products, like talking about food and everything, and make some offerings. So it's very like it's very interesting experience.
Yeah, and I'm gonna put the video on the description so people can see what it looks like. This rock is big and it's heavy. You know, it's like a boulder. And it looks like maybe like 30, 40 people get together with like a makeshift structure to be able to move them in a team through tough terrain. And I believe that this is something related with the food too, right? The rock ends up to be to prepare food or preparation. So yeah, this is incredible patrimonio cultural, you know, of the Briri people. Yep. And the Costa Rican and the world, because this is such an amazing experience. So yeah, I'll be happy to maybe see it one day, and I hope that people make connect with you to be able to see that. And is that something that is opening for outsiders to come to see?
Yeah, you can. And something before to keep going on your question. Actually, that Esferas de Quis now is a national symbol from Costa Rica. So now the government make it like officially, and so now they are protective. Now, like before, people was finding this big stone and they was taking it somewhere else, like rich people or like people who just wanna like use it or, you know, for their ego. So now it's protective. Now you cannot do that, and they are building museum and everything for that. So it's very good, at least, you know, they are protecting that information. And something that I forget to mention about why we care that, actually carrying that rock to the middle of the community, is because we ground everything with that rock, you know. At the end, we work, we crush the beans, cacao, corn, anything. Also the medicine, when we was cooking like a big medicine for everyone, we just brought all of that and put in there. So that's a, like a part why we like to care that outsider can go and visit and do activities with us. Activities like that are open. For example, that is happening every year on September, 3 days of partying. Usually I go sometime the last day, you know, and I usually bring some people there to experience that. And also now in different communities, we have something to, we call Los Juegos Indígenas de Costa Rica. So basically that is for indigenous people, but now you can go and see and participate. Basically it's like all tradition, all like Juegos de los Indígenas, plenty of activity you can do. And also, for example, it's not my culture, but it's indigenous in Costa Rica. It is very, very famous. Los Juegos de los Diablitos, you know, that's one very, very interesting activity in Costa Rica, and a lot is very popular now, actually. It's getting popular, and it's very, like, interesting to see that and, like, you know, be there because it's very intense. but it's very beautiful and represent a lot for the culture of them, too. During the day, you can, like, come and visit how we can keep or culture alive, how we can show the people to we exist. And thanks, really, really appreciate your space and, you know, your this time that we're having, because I know it's very positive for our culture to get to know in the world. I really appreciate your time.
Of course, yeah, I'm happy to share with the world your culture that is so beautiful and so connected with nature. And you know, indigenous people have this deep relationship with nature because they've been observing the nature for a long time. They have seen how things shift. And yeah, talking about that, have you or your people in your community seen anything with climate change affecting the rivers, the land, pollution? Is there any environmental issues that you see that has risen up?
Well, talking about that, I have to mention too, there is a lot of outsiders, especially, who are going to grow so many plantains, for example, in the area. And that's one of the problems too we have, because they're using chemicals, especially like communities like Suretka or Amuvre, Bamboo. So there is communities that are close to the main river, and it's very easy to access to that community. where I'm coming from, it's a little bit like hard to get because you have to take a boat and go up to the river. But those communities are being like very affected by that and for the plastic and stuff, you know. Recently, I take someone there and she just was like, okay, what we can do in order to like solve this situation. And that's something to can be really helpful for us, you know, like create some ideas around that. But yeah, and the river, there is sometimes in the past where we had dry season and the weather and everything was like fine. But then like now what we are having the same like period, you know, in the same season, but the water is really low. So now there is like a problematic in our community because we, even though we're still good with water and everything is, you know, fine, they is a deep feeling of, we can say maybe like confusion, you know, and like trying to see what it is. But people are starting to like realizing to actually that is created by this situation of the climate change. We are seeing how our river are getting like some of the river never was like really, really low. And now it's happening, you know? And so we understand that there is something that is not good in the planet in general. At the same time, we try to like be positive. For example, like a few days ago, there was people in the community like who started like planting trees close to the water. People are still, I think, okay, like the water is getting low and the water sometimes get crazy. And so we need to like do something about that to help the situation, you know? So they start like growing like trees, you know? So that's how you can see the differences or ideas of we have here, you know? So yeah, we are struggling, but we are seeing like the reality, but also we are positive on like to we can do something about that.
At the end of every episode, I like to ask my guests, what is one thing that we can do to help with the planet? For some reason, my conversation with Robert, when I asked him that question, it was not recorded properly. So I had to go back to him and ask him. And this is what he shared. He shared that the one thing we can do to help heal the planet is to connect spiritually with it, to raise our awareness. So that way we can understand and connect with the issues that the planet is facing. I really hope that you carry the teaching of the Bribri people with you this week. Perhaps by honoring the water you drink, or creating a small ritual of gratitude, or simply just slowing down and listening to the world around you. Remember, on Indigenous Earth, you're just not a listener, but an active participant in healing our planet. Thank you. Agoje. Hey,